T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you and Howard Eskin with us for the 6 o'clock hour down in Clearwater, Florida, where every time I pop on Twitter or Periscope, I'm seeing Howard Eskin ask some questions. Howard, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm absolutely sensational. Could be better. Another great day in a streak of great days.
Nice day down there. Weather nice down there. We actually had a pretty nice day up here. How's Clearwater right now?
It's getting a little chilly at night. It's probably about, high 60s, but it was in the 70s today. It was a fine day. Sun was out. It was nice. It was a nice day down here in Clearwater. Just, you know, all the good things going on, all the good vibes, all the free agents coming in, you know, all those. Oh, no, they're not all coming in. But anyway, it was a great day here.
Well, it was a good day for the Phillies. They got to introduce, or I guess reintroduce, Aaron Nola, now armed with his contract. Howard, we'll see what happens the next couple weeks with one of the big guys, but that was a big deal. Of all the things they did this offseason, they got Aaron Nola to sign what I think is a very good contract for them, because if he keeps pitching well, that's going to be a steal what they paid him.
Yeah, I think they... You know, you can look at it two ways, but I think the Phillies did really steal. It's a tough word to use because it's still $45 million. And Aaron Nola today at his news conference said, well, I'm here for 4 years. No, if the Phillies want you here for five, they have the option on the fifth year. 4 years at $45 million. In today's world, one of those years would be a free agent year. It's, even his arbitration number would be higher if he keeps on. The same level. If he doesn't get better in the same level last year, the arbitration number would be good. It was a. I talked to his agents, but you know the way that he looks at it, it's $45 million guaranteed. If something happened and he got hurt, he still has $45 million guaranteed. So you got to look at it two ways. He knows he's got $45 million in the bank. Doesn't look like he's a big spender. But it's a great deal. It really is a great deal for the Phillies, no question.
Yeah, and look, he had elbow injuries early in his career, and he missed the end of that one season. So I'm sure in the back of his mind that's there, like, all right, if I get hurt again, I have this, and it's a lot of money for him. But it's a good deal, and it continues, Howard, what has been just a good offseason for the Phillies. But yet, I heard you and I heard some other people down there. It feels like no matter what they do, every question still comes back to, well, what about Harper? What about Machado?
Well, it's going to be a question. Matt Klentak, after the news conference, spoke. Matt Klentak spoke, and you know he looks at the questions, or he hears the questions. It won't go away, and the Phillies obviously are patient. And what I had heard from somebody in the front office, somebody would absolutely. Well, they don't know. They just have a feeling. They think it could be weeks away. Weeks. That's why I asked the questions to Gabe, because I'm thinking, he's not here in 2 or 3 weeks. You know, when do you really get ready for the season? I know it's not football, and I know camp, you could be working out somewhere else, but it's still not like working out with a team, working out against real live pitching rather than some college friend or some college pitcher pitching against you somewhere or giving you batting practice somewhere. So I think the longer it goes on, the more troubling it gets to know that he'll be ready at the start of the season. But I told you the other day, I'm done. It's really about money. You can try to flip it any way you want. It's really about money. He already knows by meeting with all the teams that there's a place, you know the organization, you know the people. You know the cities. So even if it's the White Sox, which I don't think it'll be, he's played in Chicago. So obviously played there when they play the Cubs. So what does it come down to? It comes down to money. There's no question. And if it comes down to money, and that's what you're most concerned about, that's ridiculous. I'm done. I really, they're a good team. They really had a really good offseason, regardless of whether they sign Harper or Machado. Again, I want Machado, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm tired of it. I'm tired. And this is going to go on almost daily. And then it may not be the question. They asked me if I was going to ask the question every day. And you know what?
And if you were down there every day, I bet you would.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't ask it every day, but I'd find a way to include Bryce Harper in the conversation in some way. It's just, I'm tired of it. You know what? Maybe they'll get tired of it, too. And you can't put an ultimatum out there, and you can't tell. It's all about Scott Boras. It's not about Bryce Harper. It's about Scott Boras, who is really just soliciting more clients. He's trying to get the biggest dollar he can, where Bryce Harper's already set for the next five lifetimes. So I can't take it anymore because it just gets in the way. It gets in the way, and everybody – poor Nick Williams. Nick Williams spoke this morning in the locker room, and after he was done, you know, he was asked about Bryce Harper. Everybody's going to be asked. Every day, somebody else is going to be asked about Bryce
And they have
Harper.
The same agent. He's a Boras guy, too.
That was the point. After everybody was done, I said, just to clarify and make sure, you have the same agent, right? He said, yeah. I said, has he said anything? Being you're the one that's most affected, has he said anything in the last, hey, listen, don't worry. If not saying whether he's going to sign or not, if anything happens, we're going to find you a place, and your numbers are going to warrant good things for you. But he doesn't say anything. He said he says nothing at all. Now, is that fair to Nick Williams, being that he's being held hostage? Because even though he says he doesn't think about it, you're going to tell me he doesn't think, well, he's playing right field, he's working out in right field, and somebody else could come in and take his job, and then he's sitting on the bench. Or they trade him, and then he doesn't know where he's going. He said he's been traded once, so that doesn't bother him. And he liked Texas because he's from Texas. But the reality is, that's not fair. Scott Boras is not fair to his client, who has to be concerned, whether he says it or not, whether somebody else is going to take his job. And that's not right. It's just not right, and it's not fair. It's not fair to everybody on the team. This is just a joke.
I agree with that, Howard. It's going to hover over their entire spring training until it's resolved. But I was listening to Howard. You mentioned Klentak talked. I was listening to that press conference. He doesn't seem like, maybe he's just putting a poker face on, but he doesn't seem like he is in any rush to budge here. He's the way it sounds when he talks is like, listen, we've done a good job. We have an offer out there. Well, you know, we've touched base. We had the meetings, and the way it comes off is they'll come back to us when they're ready.
And that's, I believe that's the case. And the reason being, the Phillies, there are people in the organization that obviously are in the front office that believe they just would be bidding against themselves. And that's what Boras wants. They don't want to bid against themselves. Obviously, nobody's come up with the offer that's got Boras wants, and they don't want to bid against themselves. They have worked out the numbers, and these long-term contracts, I think, worry more than just the Phillies in baseball. They don't work anymore. I mean, how did it work for Prince Fielder? Albert Pujols, the Angels are stuck with him. He can't even play anymore in the field, and then he's not the same hitter he was. He's not worth that number now. He might have been the first 4 or 5 years of his career. Didn't Prince Fielder only last 2 years before they got rid of him?
And he got hurt. He had a neck injury that kind of ruined his career.
It's a joke. Nobody wants to do those long contracts. Would they pay Bryce Harper $30 million a year? Absolutely. Not over 10 years. It's not going to be over 10 years. That's the one thing that it's not going to happen. And I believe the Phillies are just going to wait. And if they don't get either one of these guys, I'm okay. They're still a good baseball team. I'm okay with it.
See, Howard, and you say that, and they will be a good team. They won't be great. They'll be good. They're probably going to be a player short, but here's the thing. The fan base is not going to be okay with it. Like, there's going to be a lot of people upset. Let's say a month from now, if both of these guys sign somewhere else and not here, people are not going to be happy.
Well, they're not going to be happy, but how many times, first of all, the fans don't make the decisions, and the front office can't. You worry about the fans watching a good team, regardless of what sport you're in, but you can't let them dictate what you do. And they won't be happy. They'll be happy if they win, and they'll get over it. And they'll forget about it by May if they're winning, and they did win at the beginning of last year. And if they start off again the same way and they win, then people will forget about it. And they'll move on if they're winning. Winning solves everything. There's a lot of players that I know. I mean, I can't think of them all. There's a lot of players. Player, whoever it may be. I remember when the state and with a champion. Oh, they got Malcolm Jenkins. And everybody wanted Jarius Bird.
I want to put Howard on hold. Howard's connection was a little iffy there, but he's talking about Malcolm Jenkins and when the Eagles, you know, everyone wanted Jarius Bird, it became Malcolm Jenkins, and it became a great signing. So it's not always what we want turns out to be right. But that was a good one for the Eagles. But this Harper Machado thing, there's no question. This fan base is going to be upset if they don't land one of these guys. 888-729-9494 to hop on in. Howard, you were mentioning the Eagle thing there when it was Bird and Jenkins.
Yeah. Right, and everybody wanted Jarius Bird.
Yes.
He's also a free agent. Endless cold step. And people ended up Jenkins. And people were angry. Talk show hosts were angry. And I get Jarius Bird. I got Malcolm. How did that work for the Eagles? And I forget even where Jarius Bird signed because he went to one or two teams after
He went to New Orleans. He actually replaced Jenkins in New Orleans.
Okay, and how did that work out?
Yeah, he was terrible. He was terrible down there.
Okay. So you can't listen to the fans. You can't do it.
Yeah, but this time I think the fans are right on this. These players are
right on what?
These players don't come around very often. 26-year-old superstars don't come around. Like I'm with you, and I'm with the Phillies. They shouldn't bid against themselves. They shouldn't be stupid about it. Even though they had that stupid comment about stupid money. But there comes a point where you don't let an opportunity like this slip away.
But I don't think anybody's outbid the Phillies. That's the real issue here. It's where. Where does Bryce Harper want to play? And I think that's what it comes down to. And when he realizes he's not going to get the money that Scott Boras told him he was going to get, he's going to sign. Now, I don't want to wait forever. That's the problem. You can't wait forever because that's what I tried to pin Gabe down on today. We're talking about players getting ready and what spring training means, and the season starts on March 28th. So it starts earlier this year, and I tried to box him into a corner. And maybe he realized what I was trying to do. It's just, you know, when does whoever it is comes in, when do they need to really be ready for the start of the season? And then, he realized where I was going with it. But there is a point when you have to realize, and for Bryce Harper's sake, he has to realize that there's a point.
Yeah, I thought it was a fair question. It felt like he didn't want to answer hypotheticals, but it is a real question. Like, at what point will it impact this season? It's probably not tomorrow. It's probably not next week. But if we get into March here, they're not going to be as ready as they normally are. That's just the reality of it.
What's that? Well, it's Valentine's. So it's February 14th. Is there 28 or 29 days in February this year?
20, I don't know. One or the other.
All right. I'll just say there's 2 weeks left in February.
Okay, that's easier.
Okay, it's 2 weeks left in February, and I don't think he's going to sign by the end of February.
That gives him less than a month because they opened the season early this year.
It gives them a month, the 28th to the 28th. So it gives them a month, all right? Well, less than a month, you're right, 30 or 31 days. So it gives them less than a month. Now, you got to stop playing games. You got to worry about the guys on your team and whether it's Klentak. And I'm going to ask him the question again. He's on with me on Saturday morning from down here. I'm going to ask him the question again, whether he's tired of it or not. You know, there's a point where they might be diminishing returns early, not for his career because he's a good player.
Right.
But you can't get the same workouts That was part of what I tried to talk to Gabe about. You can't have the same workouts without being in a camp with a team as you can get having somebody throw.
And what Gabe kept telling you, well, every player's different, Howard. it was a fun. It was a fun exchange. I watched. All right, Howard. Before we go to the phone lines here, just give me your thoughts on Kapler's second camp here. I know you asked him the question yesterday. I watched the press conference about the whole Washington Post story and the Dodgers thing. He didn't want to answer, but it does feel like, look, they have better players now. Even if Machado or Harper don't arrive, the expectations will be higher. Do you think there's some real pressure on Gabe in his second year to get this team off to a good start?
You know, there's pressure. There's always pressure because you have a team that now the expectations are not just with the fans for the team to win. The expectations are with the Phillies in the front office. Whether they get either one of these guys, the expectations are there. And I'm saying, well, you know, they got to give them another season. But then you hear people and you talk to people, and I just get the sense even Gabe's probably worried that by June or July, and this team's not playing well, there could be some issues there with Gabe and his job. Now, is that fair? You know, I've had some differences with Gabe only with the way he's managed. He's a good person, and I know he's trying to get better, and he still rolls out too many you know, hokey type phrases and things, but he's trying to be better with his team. And I thought Angelo was correct this morning, and I heard part of the show where he thought Gabe should have just answered the question, and I wanted to get past it, and that's what I said in my question yesterday. And he's not past it, because that question will come up again. Who knows what's going to happen if it's being investigated by the Dodgers. But I just get the sense that Gabe feels he said enough in his statement, but you got to say it to the people otherwise. And he just didn't want to deal with it. But it will come up. But the pressure to win is more than anything else. And if they're not playing well by June, there could be some issues. But by putting that on them and by us talking about it, and we have to talk about it, that's our jobs, and the newspaper people and the writers and whatever websites talk about it, you have to deal with it because we're in Philadelphia. And I don't know if that's always fair. And I can't believe I'm kind of defending Gabe, but I don't know that that's always fair.
But it's true, though. And Howard, yeah. he said he put out the statement, but let's be real. It was a Saturday that statement came out. It was Super Bowl weekend. A lot of fans out there probably didn't go read his blog. That was a chance yesterday for him to just address it to where everyone's going to hear that. You know, every Philly fan's going to pay attention to yesterday. The station will play it. So he chose not to. I thought he should have answered you. I thought he should have given you an answer, and then he could have said at the end, like, this is the last time I'm going to talk about this, but at least he could have given you something. He chose not to.
What we need is somebody needs a quote to put in paper, and hearing him say it, not seeing him write it on his blog. And we at WIP Radio and television, we need a soundbite. And somewhere along the way, he should have done that. And then, as you just said, move forward and say, hey, listen, this is the last time I'm going to talk about it. I've addressed it with you guys, and I'm going to move forward from here and hope you understand. But to not address it at all, I agree with you. I agree with Angela this morning that you really needed to address it in some way. Whatever it may be, you needed to address it, because now that he didn't, we're talking about it again. And Angelo talked about it this morning.
Right.
And so you've got to put it to rest. I don't know what the truth is. I know this. The Phillies believe that what he said in his statement is true, and that he didn't know that it was a rape. Or, excuse me, I shouldn't say that. Let me take that back. He didn't know that it was an alleged sexual assault.
Right, he just thought it was an assault between some other, you know, the people that were in that room with his players, right? He didn't know the scope of it at the time.
Correct.
When he handled it the way he did. So, look, here's the thing, and then we'll take a call here, Howard. Like, if more comes out now, he can't avoid it. He's going to be asked about it again. Like, if he answered, that would have been his answer, and he could have stuck to it. But now, if more stuff comes out, he's going to be asked about it. Let's grab Ron in Bridgeport up next. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Joe. Howard, how you doing?
I'm terrific. I'm in Clearwater, Florida.
I was going to ask you that because I just turned you guys on. How's the weather? I heard it's hot down there, or it was.
It was hot the first day. It was cool yesterday. It's in the 70s today. I'm fine. I'm not complaining.
How long are you going to be down there, Howard?
Probably not long enough to bother Gabe entire spring training.
Well, I'm heading down soon, so I'll be looking for you anyway.
Okay.
But listen, Howard and Joe, I want to bring up two quick things. One is, Howard, would you agree that right now the moves that the Phillies have made, and if they cannot stop here, okay, and I'm barring Machado and I'm barring Harper, okay, then two more moves with the rotation, with the batting order and the position players, okay? And
what are your two moves? What are your two moves?
Okay. Well, here's first of all, second base has got to be fixed. You got to finish off. You got to get rid of that dude. Okay, get a second base.
Joe, I know. Joe, help me here. Cesar Hernandez did not have a good year this year, but had a good year the previous year. How can you just give up on it?
Right, and the other thing Ron, before you go on, I think people, I don't know how many people know this because it came out at a weird time this offseason. Apparently Hernandez played with a broken foot the whole second half of the year last year. He's a better player than he was last year. I think he was hurt.
I don't see how you play 162 games on a broken foot and how they allow that. You guys know better than me. Okay, so what I think that they're two moves away from being in the mix in the NL. I do. But
I didn't like your first one.
What's that?
I didn't like your first one. What's your second one?
Well, my second one is you keep Franco at third. McKingerly's the new kid. He goes to the bench. He comes in and spells people, and he's a bench player.
Well, who's playing second base, Ron? If you wanted,
said Hernandez is staying.
Right. Oh, you wanted to trade him, but you want to have King around the bench.
Gone. Listen, man. I want a clean house.
Yeah,
that's
and I hear. I don't think. And Ron, we appreciate it. Howard, I think the two moves are pretty simple. If they get one of Machado or Harper, and they trade for a pitcher at the deadline, that's a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah. And they still could trade for a pitcher at the deadline, and still be a pretty good baseball team. Everybody wants. Why just stop at Harper? Just say, I want Harper Machado and stop at Franco. Franco came in really good shape, actually. He lost 10 pounds. He really looks good.
He looks like half of his former self. He looks like half the player he was last year.
Right, but it doesn't change the fact that he doesn't have enough range. They would be really, they've improved their defense at short. They've improved their defense in left. They've improved their defense at the catching position.
Yes.
They could really improve themselves at third. They pretty much said yesterday it's Kingery and Franco rotating at third.
I'll tell you, Howard, if Machado doesn't arrive, I think Kingery's going to play more third base than people think. I think he might win that job from Franco.
You know what I saw today? I'm watching doing infield, and Bo is hitting balls out to the guys, and there's a couple of guys hitting balls, ground balls. I said, Bo, what's he doing playing second base? They just said he's going to rotate it.
Well, then they're making sure he's ready for everything. All right, we'll come back. 888-729-9494. A lot to get into. Your calls. Howard is down in Clearwater, and we'll get into some Eagles stuff as well, along with the Phillies down in spring training. Antonio Brown, I don't want him. I want to see what Howard has to say. We'll talk Antonio Brown and then the Flacco trade and how it impacts Nick Foles. 888-729-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.